We have to regroup, rally, Leo Drac was saying.
There is nothing to rally to, brother.
Issi. Leo Drac gripped Numion by the shoulder. His eyes were pleading. Issi. Numion broke his gaze and looked down to where the guns of the Iron Warriors were scattering the remnants of his once proud legion.
I don't know,
he murmured. Half blind, they staggered on, shoulder to shoulder, as the bombs continued to fall, not knowing where to turn or what the fate of Vulcan was. Smoke was spoiling the air, rich with the tang of blood, choking and black. Leodrak's vox grill respirator was damaged, and he was struggling to breathe. The spear of shrapnel impaling one of his lungs and still jutting from his chest also complicated matters. The vox in Numion's ear crackled. He was so surprised by its sudden function that he almost lost his footing. It was an 18th Legion channel.
This is Prior Captain Numion. We are effecting a full-scale retreat. I repeat, all fall back to the drop site and secure passage off-world.
He wanted to go back, return to find Vulcan, but in the carnage of the depression that was impossible. Pragmatism, not emotion, had to rule Numion's heart at that moment. His Primarch had forged him that way, through his teaching and his example. He wasn't about to dishonor that now.
Pyre brother.
Numion recognized the voice on the other end of the Voxlink immediately. He glanced at Leodrak, but the warrior was making his way down the ridge towards the drop site and hadn't noticed Numion was in communication with someone. It was Skatarvar.
Is Leodrak with you?
I have him. Where are you?
Numion asked.
Can't tell. I can hear screaming. I've lost my weapon, brother.
A terrible thought struck Numion as he paused to end a stricken Iron Warrior with half his chest blown out, struggling to rise.
What can you see, brother?
He asked, ramming the glaive down and twisting the haft to make sure of the kill.
It's dark, brother.
Skatarvar was blind. Numion cast around but couldn't see him. There was no way of telling where he was or if he was close enough to help. Scraps from other companies were storming back down the ridge, the salamanders laying down covering fire as they retreated back to the drop site. Numion waved them on as he continued trying to find his pyre brother.
Skatarvar, send out a beacon. We will come for you.
No, Captain. I'm finished. Get Leo Drac out. Save my brother.
We might be able to reach you.
Numion was scouring the battlefield for any sign, but he couldn't find him. Death hung in the air like the noisome smoke pouring overhead from the many fires. Somewhere in the haze, Commander Krysan crawled from the burning cupola of his battle tank. He was burning too. Salamanders were born in fire. Now Krysan would die in it. The fuel canisters cooked off and exploded just as Krysan fell from the turret, rolling, burning down the side of the hull and no longer in sight. Like their commander, his once proud armored company was no more than a wrecker's yard of flame-scorched metal carcasses.
Are you injured, brother?
Numion asked, increasingly desperate.
Can you stand?
The dead are upon me, Artellus. Their bodies crush my own.
Looming from the oil-black fog was an iron warrior who was missing his helm and part of his right arm. He raised a bolter to fire, but Numion's lunge cut short his attack and his life as he disemboweled the traitor.
I need more than that, Scar. The dead are everywhere.
It was like looking out onto a corpse sea.
It's over for me. Get Leo Drac out.
Scar, you must
know, Artellus. Let me go.
Get free of this hell and avenge me.
It was no use. The slope was thronged with retreating warriors now, and skirmishes between the survivors of both sides were breaking out.
"Someone will come. Get you to a ship,"
said Numion, but the words sounded hollow even to him.
"If they do, I hope we meet again."
The Voxlink went dead, and Numion couldn't raise it again. Deeper into the valley, smoke was rolling in, thick and pooling, at the nadir of the basin, where the dropships were launching in beleaguered flocks. Two, eager to get airborne, collided with one another, and both went down in flames. Another achieved loft and was clawing for the upper atmosphere when it was stitched by cannon fire and broke apart, its two burning halves sent earthwards. Even coming down off the ridge relatively unscathed, escape was far from certain. Finally, reaching the drop site with Leodrak, Numion found visibility was almost zero. Like tar turned into air, the blackness was virtually absolute. Auto sensors were of limited use, but Numion managed to get as far as a ship. Leodrak was retching the vile smoke from his lungs, so thick it would have killed a lesser man. He clung to Numion's left shoulder and let the pyre captain guide him. But Numion was struggling too. The dropship was close enough to touch, but the filth besieging them made it impossible to gauge the location of the entrance ramp, or if it was even open. Through the rough hull, Numion felt the tremor from the vessel's engines. They would need to get aboard now, or they would have to find another ship. Hell reigned all around them. There would be no other ship. This was it. Escape or die. If it was to be the latter, Numion avowed he would go down fighting. He would have done so already, were it not for Leodrak. Out of the darkness, a hand reached for them, and together they stumbled onto the deck of a crowded Stormbird. It was black within the lander. Smoke was also filling the hold, and the internal lighting was out. Numion slumped and rolled on his back, his eye burning like someone had thrust a knife into it and twisted the blade. He was more badly wounded than he had at first realized, having taken several hits during the descent as he shielded his pyre brother from harm. Leodrak was on his knees, coughing up the wretched smoke from his lungs. The ramp to the dropship was closing. Engine shudder from rapid ignition was rocking the hold as the vessel fought for loft. Then they were airborne, thrusters cranked to full burn to reach escape velocity. The ramp sealed, the blackness became absolute. Turning onto his side, Numion saw a single red band of light glowing in the darkness.
"Be still, brother," a calm and serious voice said. "Apothecary?"
"No," the voice replied. "I am a Morlock of the Iron Hands, Pergellan.
Be still."
Then unconsciousness took him, and he was lost to it.